British Columbia's Workers' Safety Agency says construction crane accidents have become a huge concern, as it announced a fourth such incident this year in Metro Vancouver. WorkSafe BC says it is calling industry and labor groups together for a collaborative effort to ensure safety, including discussions on proposed legislation that would require any major operation involving cranes to give the agency 2 weeks' notice. The action comes after an accident involving a construction crane at a worksite in Vancouver on Monday, March 4, where WorkSafe BC has issued a stop-use order on the crane and shut a section of the site until a safety assessment is completed. "This is a huge concern for WorkSafe BC," said Susanna Prepic, the agency's senior manager of prevention field services. "It underscores that workplace safety is critical and it can never be taken for granted." WorkSafe BC says in a statement that no one was injured in the latest incident and preliminary evidence indicated few, if any, similarities between this crane accident and three others in Metro Vancouver this year. The safety agency didn't release any specifics on the accident. However, a spokesperson with the International Union of Operating Engineers Local 115, which represents BC crane workers, said he believes there was a failure with the crane boom, the long arm of the machine. Assistant business manager Josh Towsley said when they surveyed the site, the boom appeared to have been disassembled. Monday's incident follows an accident from last month when female worker Yuridia Flores was killed in Vancouver's Oak Ridge neighborhood after a load fell from a crane onto an unfinished high-rise. Read also, one dead after crane incident in Vancouver. On January 26, a section of Lougheed Highway in Burnaby was temporarily shut down when a crane collapsed and dangled from a high-rise tower under construction. 4 days later, a crane at a site in Surrey appeared to partially collapse. "Each of the incidents that has occurred are slightly different," Prepic said. "And we'll await the results of the investigation so that we can share more details." The issue of crane safety has re-emerged this year after police asked provincial prosecutors to consider criminal charges over the collapse of a crane in Kelowna, BC, in July 2021. 5 people were killed, 4 on the construction site and 1 person in a building next to the site, when the crane was being dismantled. WorkSafe BC says there were 22 incidents involving tower cranes from 2019 to 2023, including the Kelowna collapse. That would break down to about 4 to 5 incidents a year, if distributed equally. "To have 4 incidents in less than 2 months is absolutely unusual, and extremely concerning," Towsley said. His union has been pushing for tower crane operation to be made a compulsory trade in BC since 2019. Currently, operators of some types of cranes can become certified without going through an apprenticeship program. WorkSafe BC estimates there are about 350 tower cranes currently operating in BC, with about 650 credentialed operators across the province. "Incidents involving cranes can be catastrophic, and we are very concerned with the number of incidents that have occurred in such a short period of time," said Todd McDonald, the head of prevention services at WorkSafe BC in a statement. In response to the recent string of incidents, WorkSafe BC says it is planning to bring crane operators, labor and the BC Association of Crane Safety together to discuss how to prevent future accidents. The agency met with employers and the union representing trade workers in heavy construction on Tuesday to talk about proposed legislation. Prepic said the agency is hoping the legislation would be in place this fall, requiring operators to notify WorkSafe BC for actions such as setting up, repositioning and dismantling of any tower crane on a worksite. Towsley said his union will be in talks with WorkSafe BC in the coming weeks as well, and that he is hopeful they'll see more oversight and required training for crane operators. "I'm optimistic now we might be heading in that direction." Read also, RCMP recommend charges in Kelowna fatal crane collapse. Read also, union invests $2 million in tower crane operation training in Lower Mainland. With files from Jane Skripnik, The Canadian Press.